Hello and welcome to Achieving Optimal Health. Listen with Matt Nissen. Now we're speaking about morning routines, and like any routine, a morning routine is incredibly important. And look, it obviously starts the day, so it is incredibly important. And the very start of that morning routine is how we wake up. So I want you to think about two different scenarios. You're lying in bed and you're fast asleep. Perhaps didn't have that great of sleep, but you're fast asleep. And all of a sudden your partner reaches over and screams at you, screams really closely in your ear and says, "Get up, get up, get up. Time to get up." And you wake up with a shock and think, "Oh, wow, I was just in the middle of a deep sleep. Oh, it's time to get up. Okay, okay." And you've got a partner lying there next to you saying, "Well, get out of bed right now. Jump out of bed quickly. You've got things to do. I'm not in a great mood either. Get out of bed. Get up, do your things, get ready. You're in a rush. Get going." So you've woken up to someone screaming at you, to someone yelling at you, to someone being grumpy with you, to someone telling you to rush, to someone telling you that you need to get all these things done because you've got a busy day and you have to get to work and you've got things to do. So imagine the start to that day. Now imagine waking up, so you're fast asleep, and your partner reaches over and gently touches your shoulder and says, "Hey, lovely, time to wake up. It's morning time. Time to start the day. It's going to be a great day." And you're a bit asleep and a bit half awake, half asleep now. And they say, "Hey, I know you're tired, but time to get up. Time to have a great day." And they gently rub your shoulder and you say, "Oh, I'm just going to have a bit of a stretch. I'm going to check in with my body. Give me 2 minutes to just stretch and check in." And they say, "Yes, of course. Take a couple of minutes to stretch and check in with your body. Enjoy waking up. It's going to be a great day." What a difference that would be to start the day. Now, whether you've got a partner or not is not really the point of that story. The point of the story is, are you waking up having a not so great sleep? You're lacking a quality sleep, but your alarm is going off, screaming at you, saying, "Get up, get up, get up." And without even checking in with your body, you're up out of bed. You possibly bump into the wall because you're still half asleep. You move straight into thinking about what you have to do for the day, what you have to rush with, what time you don't have in your morning now. You press snooze 5 times, so now you're 15 minutes later than normal. So breakfast will have to go. You'll have to give that a miss this morning. What a difference that would make if you woke up because you had a quality sleep. You woke up even before your alarm. And you gave yourself time to stretch and check in. You gave yourself time to breathe in the morning and wake up in a nice way. You said to yourself, "Hey, lovely, I'm going to give you a chance to wake up slowly this morning and start the day really, really well. I'm going to give you a chance to stretch, check in with your body, and start imagining how I'd like the day to go. Start imagining and thinking about everything I'm so appreciative of. I'm starting my day on purpose, with purpose, in the way that I choose, which is a loving way for myself and my body." So waking up to an alarm, rushing out of bed, half asleep, rushing around, acting as if life is happening to us and we just don't have time. We get to work and we're grumpy because we haven't had our coffee yet. We didn't have time. We didn't have a good sleep. The alarm just woke us up and we were fast asleep when it woke us up. We didn't have a great breakfast. I didn't have a great morning routine. I've rushed to get here. Traffic was awful. Imagine the start to that day, as opposed to giving yourself the chance to wake up in a loving way and say, "Hey, I'm going to give you a couple of minutes to wake up and stretch. I'm going to give you a couple of minutes to enjoy checking in with my body and to wake up properly before I sit up on the edge of my bed and I stand up, stretch, breathe, and start appreciating and thinking about how I'd like my day to go." So we can either start our day as if someone is screaming at us and grumpy with us and in a bad mood, or we can start our day by choice, by setting these little actions that make such a big difference. And we can start the day as if we are lovingly allowing ourselves to enjoy the morning, to enjoy the very beginning of that day. Because so often we use the morning almost like it's just a passage to get to the rest of the day. We forget that the morning is actually a really important, valuable part of our day. That's our time that's valuable. That time's for us. So we get to enjoy it. The mornings are not about rushing around and making sure we just get to everything on time. The mornings can also be a really enjoyable part of our day with just a few little action steps to put in place. So we can either scream at ourselves in the morning, bump out of bed, rush around, finally get to where we need to go, feeling exhausted, feeling like we're not in control. Or we can add in some love. We can add in some actions that show ourselves that we're worth it, that we can take control of our day, that we can wake up in a loving way that supports the rest of our day. So what actions can you put in place that means instead of screaming at yourself in the morning, with alarms and rushing out of bed and rushing here and rushing there. And as soon as you're in the shower, you start thinking about the possibilities and the negative possibilities of the meeting that needs to happen and everything that needs to be done and all the negatives in your life and all the what ifs. What if you gave yourself 15 minutes in the morning just for you to stretch, to breathe, to appreciate, to imagine lovingly for the day ahead, to imagine what you would like the day to end like, knowing that you've got some disciplines and some routines in place so that perhaps the breakfast is already ready. You prepared it last night. Perhaps the kettle is already full. So all you have to do is press the button. Perhaps your clothes are laid out for the day ahead. So you don't need to make those decisions. Perhaps you've got a routine that's making your life easier. Perhaps you went to bed earlier and didn't look at your devices, so you had a better quality sleep. Perhaps you didn't have any alcohol last night, so your sleep wasn't affected by that. So what practices can you put into place, which means you're waking up lovingly, gently, in a positive way and starting your day like that, instead of screaming at yourself and bumping around the morning, hoping that you'll find a good mood somewhere. Put some practices in place and notice your morning routine. It can make such a big difference to the rest of your day. Thanks for listening. I'll look forward to speaking with you soon. Bye for now.